This morning, thank you guys for being here. Looking forward to what God is going to do in our hearts and lives today. Thank you, Omar. Love you, brother.
Love you. God bless you, everyone. Good morning. Okay.
Can I use this podium right here? Let me get that podium.
Okay, tenga muy buenos días en esta hermosa mañana. Me siento muy gozoso, muy alegre de estar acá en el Calvario.
We want to just say thank you for being with us, and we're excited about being here this morning.
Cada vez que vengo aquí, me siento en mi casa. Tengo amistades, amigos, una iglesia hermosa, un pastor que amo.
I feel like that this is home, that you are friends, brothers and sisters. I feel very at home. I have a pastor who is a brother in Christ to me.
Me siento como que estoy en mi iglesia en Matagalpa, tranquilo, relajado, con una hermosa iglesia que ama al Señor.
I am very grateful because I feel like that I'm in a church who loves the Lord and loves brothers and sisters all around the world.
Me es una bendición que el pastor David me haya tomado en cuenta y poder aquí predicarle a usted en esta hermosa mañana.
And I just want to say thank you for allowing us to come today to be able to give the gospel of Jesus Christ this morning.
Me decía mi hijo Omar Isaí, papá, cuando usted predica te da nervio.
My son asked me, Dad, do you ever get nervous when you preach?
Tiemblo, digo yo.
And he says all the time.
Pero cuando ya estoy predicando, no quiero parar.
But whenever I start preaching, I don't want to stop.
El pastor me va a dar 35 minutos.
Pastor's going to only give us 35 minutes.
Bueno, en mi iglesia eso predico 35 minutos.
We always, at my church, we preach more than 35 minutes.
Okay, abran su Biblia, por favor, en Hechos capítulo 4, versículo 31. Hoy estaremos viendo un tema muy especial.
If you'll turn to the book of Acts, chapter number 4, verse number 31, and we'll get going, we'll get started. Acts chapter 4, verse 31.
El libro de los Hechos es un libro que habla no solamente de misiones.
The book of Acts is a book, as we know,
no
that talks about missions.
No solamente de grandes hombres que Dios usó en el ministerio.
It's not just about missions and men who are mission-minded.
El libro de los Hechos habla también acerca de la obra del Espíritu Santo que Dios hace en la persona.
But the book of Acts, as we know, talks about the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers.
Hoy en día hay muchas iglesias en el mundo entero, muchas iglesias bautistas.
Today in our world, there are hundreds of Baptist churches around our world.
Pero lamentablemente, hay muchas y también iglesias que no están cumpliendo la gran comisión como es hacer discípulos.
But there are also hundreds of churches all around the world that are not doing the call of God, the Great Commission.
Y Dios está necesitando una iglesia, no solamente una iglesia, sino muchas iglesias que podamos extender y expandir el evangelio por medio del discipulado.
But God is calling all churches to preach the gospel and to be commission-minded around the world.
Dios está requiriendo de una iglesia que lo ame, que es que sigamos ahí en el camino correcto, en el camino de la predicación del evangelio.
God wants his church to walk the right way in the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
Y yo doy la honra y la gloria porque yo doy fe que en estos 20 años que tengo de amistad con el pastor, he visto que esta iglesia ha sido una iglesia que tiene poder.
And I just want to say that I give all the glory to God that I have come to a church like Calvary, and you can tell that there is power here because you are doing the Great Commission.
He visto cómo la mano de Dios ha estado en esta iglesia. He mirado cómo Dios ha glorificado su nombre en esta iglesia. Y hoy estaré predicando una iglesia con poder espiritual.
God has got his hand on this church, and Calvary is glorifying God, and that's why he's blessing this church.
Estaremos viendo cuatro cosas importantes que nos hará una iglesia de poder.
Let's look at four things that God tells us about a church that has spirit full and spirit power.
La Biblia habla en Hechos capítulo 4, 31.
Acts chapter 4, verse 31 says this, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness.
Ve ahí la palabra donde dice, estaban congregados.
Look at what the word of God says, that they were all together.
Tembló.
They were together and they were filled.
Cuando habla de temblar, habla acerca de que la presencia de Dios estuvo en esa congregación.
Here's what we know about the church in the book of Acts.
Y hoy este día de hoy vamos a pedirle a Dios que su presencia esté aquí siempre en esta iglesia.
The book of Acts, we know that the Holy Spirit was present in the church, and that's what we want to pray today about Calvary, that God's presence is here on this church.
Y la parte que dice, y todos fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo.
And the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Cada creyente, cada iglesia, cada creyente necesita tener la llenura del Espíritu Santo.
Every believer needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Cristianismo es tener una relación con Cristo.
You need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Una profunda relación con el Señor Jesucristo.
We need to make sure that we have a simple relationship with the Lord.
Y vamos a orar esta noche, esta mañana, para que cada uno de ustedes sea lleno del Espíritu Santo de Dios, así como también toda la iglesia y aún los que aún faltan acá.
Here's what we need to pray this morning, that every believer pray that your relationship with Jesus Christ gets closer so that you will have power.
El tema de hoy es una iglesia con poder espiritual. Hay cuatro factores que quiero mencionar.
Here, the title of my message this morning, of this sermon, is a church with spiritual power.
Una iglesia de poder es cuando nos llena Dios de su gracia y de su poder.
Point number one. When God fills us with His grace and power, He does some things for us.
Nos llena de fe, nos llena de confianza, nos llena de ánimo, nos llena de motivación.
He fills us with faith and He fills us with confidence.
Dios es quien nos inyecta y nos anima en momentos duros, en momentos difíciles de circunstancias. Dios está ahí con usted y conmigo para ayudarnos, para motivarnos y seguir adelante.
When we have challenges in life, when there are difficulties in life, God comes and He wants to fill us with faith and with that confidence.
Cada creyente debe anhelar tener fe, anhelar tener la confianza suprema ante Dios Todopoderoso.
We need to ask God, God, give us the faith of confidence. Give us confidence to walk with you.
Una iglesia de poder es cuando Dios nos llena, nos embeba del poder de su gracia.
God wants us to fill us so much and that He gives us grace, that you'll feel His grace each day.
La Biblia dice en Mateo capítulo 14, versos 15 y 21, habla acerca de que los discípulos llegaron a donde Jesucristo.
The book of Matthew tells us that when the disciples came to Jesus,
Señor, la gente está cansada, está agotada. ¿Qué hacemos? Tiene hambre.
He said, the people are tired, they're hungry, Lord.
Y Jesús le dijo, denle de comer.
Tell them to eat.
Pero no tenemos.
But we don't have anything.
Con costo solamente hay dos pececillos y unos cuantos panes.
And we know that there are just loaves and there was the fishes there for them.
Y entonces Jesús dijo, tráemelo para acá.
And he told the disciples, bring them to me.
Agarró el pescado, agarró el pan.
And he took the bread and blessed the bread and the fish.
Oró y bendijo la comida.
And he blessed it in front of them.
Y 5,000 personas fueron alimentadas.
And we know 5,000 people were fed.
Esa es la gracia de Dios.
This is the grace of God.
Ese es el poder de Dios.
This is the power
Tenemos
of God.
Un Dios poderoso, this un Dios grande, grace. Un Dios maravilloso.
This is a God that is great and a God that is big.
Dios hace cosas imposible.
God does things that are impossible.
Dios es experto en hacer cosas imposibles.
And we know, and you need to understand, God will do things that are impossible.
No sé tu problema, no sé tu angustia. Quizás estás en problemado, quizás tenés circunstancias que usted no puede resolver.
You need to understand, there is not a thing that God cannot do in your life because He is a possible God.
La Biblia dice, porque para Dios no hay nada imposible.
God says in His word, and you know that nothing is impossible with God.
Sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios.
If it was impossible, then we wouldn't ask God.
Una iglesia de poder es cuando Dios nos llena de poder y de su gracia.
A church that is filled is a church that will be filled with His grace and power.
Miramos la gracia de Dios, miramos su mano de poder alimentando 5,000 personas, y aparte de eso, eran mujeres y hombres separados todavía.
And we know that those 5,000 that were filled and that were filled with food, we know that God did it. There were men, women, and children.
Todos fueron alimentados.
They were hungry.
Y 12 canastas fueron recogidas.
But And there were leftovers even afterward. You know the story.
Esa es la gracia de Dios.
That's the grace of God.
Ese es el poder de Dios.
That's the power
Como
of God.
Dios se manifiesta en cosas que vemos imposible.
And God will manifest himself that are just impossible in our lives.
La Biblia dice en Marcos 5, 25, 24, habla acerca de la mujer del flujo de sangre.
And we know that there was an issue of blood in the book of Mark. There was the woman with the issue of blood.
Esta mujer había gastado mucho dinero en médico. Estaba atribulada por 12 años. Aquel flujo de sangre no cesaba de parar.
And there were many years that she had this issue of blood and she didn't know what to do.
Pero ella oyó de Cristo, oyó de Dios. Ahí anda Jesús en las calles. Y ella entonces dijo, si tocare solamente el manto, yo seré sana.
She heard about Jesus coming to them and she went and she asked, she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed.
Solamente fue un pensamiento.
And she thought it was just a thought in her mind.
Y Jesús iba pasando ahí con mucha gente, lo apretaba, y entonces ella escondida agarró su manto.
And you know, right there in the midst of the multitude, she grabbed the hem of his garment.
Y de repente Jesucristo se paró.
And Jesus stopped.
Y preguntó, ¿quién me ha tocado?
And as you know, he said, who touched me?
Quiero saber quién me ha tocado.
Who was the one that touched me?
Porque poder de mí ha salido.
Because that power within me has left.
Tenemos un Dios de poder.
We have a God that can.
Mire qué hermoso es esto.
Look at how merciful this is.
Él sintió que fue tocado.
He knew that he was touched.
Y preguntó, ¿quién me ha tocado?
And he touched and he knew who
Porque
touched him.
Porque poder de Dios salió de su vida.
Because the power of God came out of him.
Y aquella mujer toda temblorosa, toda nerviosa, no quería decir nada, pero entonces ella dijo, yo, Señor, he sido.
And she was the one that said, it was me, Lord. I was the one that reached out.
Y Dios le dijo, ve, tu fe te ha sanado.
He says, your faith has made you whole.
Porque Dios sabía el problema que tenía ella en el flujo de sangre.
Because God knew the problem and the issue that she had.
Una iglesia de poder es cuando realmente nos llena de su gracia, nos llena de fe y de confianza, nos llena de sabiduría y de entendimiento, hermanos.
We understand that God will fill us because of your faith if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed.
Alabado sea Dios porque un día usted y yo andamos en el pecado, andamos en el mundo, andamos completamente perdidos. Pero la gracia, la misericordia, el amor de Dios nos alcanzó y alguien tuvo que predicar la palabra de Dios.
One day you and I were in sin and God came down to us to give us this gift of salvation. We came by faith.
Cristo abrió nuestro entendimiento. Cristo nos hizo entender que solamente Cristo nos puede librar.
Christ was the one that came and opened that door. We know now that Christ is the only one that can save.
La gracia de Dios y su poder puede estar hoy en esta mañana. Depende de ti, no depende de mí.
God's grace and power can be with you this morning, and that
mi
deseo, depends on you.
Mi deseo, mi anhelo es que mi iglesia sea una iglesia de poder.
My wish today, my prayer today is that my church back home has the power of God.
Mi anhelo, mi deseo es que también esta iglesia continúe siendo una iglesia de poder hasta donde realmente Dios nos permita.
And my prayer is today is that Calvary Church has that power of God on them today.
Dios nos abrió el entendimiento cuando estábamos perdidos en vuestros delitos y pecados.
God opened the door for us. Be reminded of that he opened the door. We were once sinners, and he saved us by grace. That's power.
Una iglesia de poder espiritual es cuando nos llena de su gracia y poder, nos llena de gozo cuando Dios da respuesta.
And here's what you need to understand. God is a God of power this morning, and he can do whatever he
wants
in your
life. ¿Cómo podemos ser personas cristianos llenos de poder de Dios?
How can we have the power of God in our life as Christians?
Tenemos que orar, tenemos que invocar a Dios, tenemos que invocar el nombre santo todopoderoso.
We need to seek the Lord this morning. We need to seek the Lord throughout the week and his power.
En momentos duros, en momentos difíciles, hay momentos en que uno no quiere seguir más a Dios.
There are times where it's going to be difficult and you're not going to want to follow God.
Como que hacemos un alto.
And there's something that's very too large for you.
En la vida cristiana no hay un alto, no hay un descanso, no hay un lugar de vacación. Debemos seguir y servir y amar y entregarnos a Dios hasta ser lleno del poder de Dios.
But in the Christian life, there is nothing too hard for our God. We need to seek his face daily.
No da gozo. Nos da alegría, nos da gozo ver iglesias tremendas como esta.
We need churches like this that are great in the
commission
of God.
Que están trabajando, que están amando, que están al Señor sirviendo con su alma y su corazón sincero.
Churches like this who are working, who are praying, who are going out for the Great Commission.
Nos llena de gozo y da, cuando Dios da respuestas que realmente estamos esperando cuando a Él clamamos.
He's waiting for you, church, to call upon His name for that power.
La Biblia dice en Filipenses 4:19, mi Dios puede suplir a todo lo que os falte conforme su riqueza en gloria. Tenemos un Dios rico allá en gloria.
In the book of Philippians, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hablando de la gracia de Dios, hablando de su gracia y de su poder, hubo un hermano de mi iglesia.
Concerning this topic that we're going to talk about the Spirit of God and about the grace of God, there was a man in my church.
Me llamó por teléfono.
He called me by telephone.
Pastor, me siento frustrado, me siento triste, me siento angustiado.
Pastor, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated in my life. I'm very frustrated about life.
Tengo un problema serio.
I have a serious problem. I don't know what to do about this problem.
Pero ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué tienes?
What is wrong with you, man? What's the problem?
He quedado ciego de un ojo.
He said he was blind in one eye.
No veo nada.
He says he couldn't see in one eye.
Y también el otro es como que la estoy perdiendo en la vista.
And it seems like the other eye, I'm losing the vision out of that.
Y en ese momento me fui a donde él y efectivamente estaba ciego.
But then one day, it just seemed like when I went to him, he was absolutely blind.
Y yo le dije a él, si tú eres cristiano, si tú eres un hijo de Dios, si tenés fe y confianza, a partir de hoy vamos a orar, vamos a ayunar, vamos a pedir, vamos a suplicar, vamos a implorar el nombre bendito de Jehová de los cielos. Y él te dará respuesta, porque la iglesia tiene poder.
I came to that man and I said, if you are a Christian and if you are a believer, he says, let's pray in Jesus' name that he will take this from you. He said, and he can with the power of Christ because you are a Christian.
Pastor, ayúdame. Se tiró a mi hombro y comenzó a llorar, a suplicar. Vamos a orar, pastor.
He began to cry. Pastor, please help me. Help me to pray that everything will be okay.
Y comenzamos a ir al hospital, comenzamos a ir a las clínicas a preguntar por su ojo, cuánto valía su ojo la operación.
And I went to the hospital and I had to go to find out what it was going to take to do this operation on my eye.
Entramos aquí, ¿cuánto cuesta la operación? $3,000.
And I went and they told me it was going to cost $3,000 just to have an operation.
Entramos aquí, ¿cuánto cuesta? $5,000.
And I went over here, I asked this hospital, how much is this going to cost me? $5,000.
Y vamos allá, $3,500.
And then I go to this hospital, how much is it going to cost to do the surgery on my eye?
Yo le dije a él.
And I said to him,
no sé qué pasa con tu vida.
You don't know what's happening with your life right
now.
Pero
yo siento que Dios está contigo tratando.
But I know that God's trying to do something with your life, with this challenge.
Y si en verdad es así, vamos a clamar de rodillas, orando, ayunando por un mes completo. Yo quiero que tú veas la gloria de Dios.
He said, don't go to the hospitals. He said, let's believe God for 1 month. Let's pray and see what God does.
Hace unos días antes de venirme.
There was a day before he actually came.
La gracia de Dios.
The power of God.
Su operación fue gratis.
The power of God touched that man's life.
De sus dos ojos.
With those two eyes.
Cuando una iglesia clama y ruega a Dios por alguien.
When a church claims the name of Jesus, the power of God on people.
Hay poder en Dios.
There's power in God.
Y si hay poder en Dios en tu vida, es porque tu relación con Dios está a profundidad.
If there is power, if you know that the power of God is in your life, it's because you did something about it.
No hay mayor gozo, no hay mayor alegría poder entonces ver a una iglesia cuando clama y ora por personas que están enfermas o enfermos y que Dios se manifiesta en su poder curándoles.
When we know that there are challenges and there are sick people in the church, all we need to do is have faith that God can do the miraculous.
Una iglesia de poder espiritual es cuando nos llena de su gracia y de su poder. Nos llena de fortaleza.
God can do this and he can do it through the prayers of the Christian.
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que perdió la fe?
When's the last time that you asked in faith?
Perdió el gozo de salvación. El gozo de servir a Dios, el gozo de alabar su nombre, el gozo de servir a Dios, de amar a Dios. ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que usted lloró y suplicó y lloró ante Dios para que fuese usted bendecido?
Church, when was the last time that you asked God, that you fell on your face and asked God, God help me with this and God give me power through prayer? When was the last time, church?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que usted lloró por un familiar que murió o falleció y usted lloró sus lágrimas y le pidió a Dios, Señor, fortaléceme?
When was the last time that you prayed for a family member that was lost or there was a challenge or a problem from a family? When was the last time that you prayed about that, church?
Dios es un Dios de fortaleza.
We serve a God that is powerful.
Dos.
Number two.
Una iglesia con poder espiritual es cuando Dios derrama en nosotros la llenura del Espíritu Santo.
God wants to pour out his spirit, the fullness of his spirit on the church.
La llenura del Espíritu Santo produce avivamiento.
If we ask God to give us the fullness, it produces spirit revival.
Produce avivamiento, poder, avivamiento, alegría, gozo, paz, pasión por la obra de Dios.
God will produce in us a true revival if we ask for him.
Elías, cuando fue arrebatado, Eliseo le dijo, hey, Elías, dame una doble porción de tu Espíritu Santo.
You remember the story in the Old Testament when Elisha went to Elijah. He says, give me a double portion of your spirit.
Que cada creyente esta mañana pueda a Dios pedir la llenura del Espíritu Santo y que esta iglesia continúe siendo una iglesia de poder.
You can ask this morning, church, of the double portion of his spirit this morning.
Una iglesia de poder es la que está discipulando, la que gana alma, la que visita, la que está trabajando día y noche en los programas, en los proyectos de la iglesia. Eso es avivamiento.
The Spirit-filled church does the work of the ministry. They disciple. They go to work. They do everything that they can when God's Holy Spirit is with them.
La llenura del Espíritu Santo de Dios produce servicio.
The Holy Spirit's fullness. The Holy Spirit's fullness produces work in your life. Good service.
No hay cosa más bella ver familia en la iglesia que aman, que adoran a Dios, que sirven a Dios, que se entregan a Dios, se dedican a Dios.
There are people in this church that go and they go in the name of God. They go in faith, believing that he will bless their work.
No hay cosa más bella ver hijos, hijas que están trabajando en los ministerios de la iglesia.
And there are children. You have children that work in this church. And they'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Qué bello es ver cuando su hijo está cantando alabanza de Dios, o es parte del coro, o es parte de la música. Eso es hermoso. Eso es, eso lo produce el Espíritu Santo de Dios.
When you see your children involved in ministry, when they're up here praising God or whatever it is, that is the fullness of the Spirit that you're seeing in your children.
Allá en la iglesia, los jóvenes.
In my church, all the young people.
Estamos tratando que nadie esté de balde.
They're praying that nobody is left behind.
Estamos tratando de que cada quien tenga un instrumento.
We're asking God to use every person.
Y por su gracia y su amor y su misericordia.
And we're asking for the power of God to rest on us.
Mi hija Omar ha sido una bendición.
We're asking him to rest on everybody there.
Ha enseñado a muchos niños y niñas.
There are a lot of children that are being taught.
Y los padres ahora están pagando academias para mandarlos a la escuela.
And now Even the fathers and the mothers who are paying money to make sure that those kids get into ministry full time.
Porque desean que su hijo alabe a Dios.
Because they can see that
desea
their kids
que su hijo
love
toque
Jesus.
La guitarra, toque el piano, el violín, la flauta.
And they know that they're doing something about the ministry of God.
Iglesias, familias, jóvenes, que están fervientes, sigamos así, sigan así.
Church, if you know that's happening here, make sure they keep doing that. That the kids and the children keep doing that, serving Jesus Christ.
Una iglesia de poder espiritual es cuando Dios derrama en nosotros la llenura del Espíritu Santo.
God wants a spirit-filled church here.
La llenura del Espíritu Santo nos controla nuestras vidas.
The Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit controls the life of a believer.
Que tus planes, que tus proyectos, que tu visión, que tus objetivos sean puestos en el control del Espíritu Santo.
All your plans, all your visions, everything that you do is controlled by the Holy Spirit of God.
Que tu trabajo, tu negocio, tus quehaceres sean puestos bajo el control del Espíritu Santo.
Make sure that your work, everything that you do outside of this church is controlled by the Holy Spirit of God.
Si Dios no está en el control de tu vida,
if God is not in control of your life,
estamos navegando contra la corriente.
He said you need to be careful about that. Be careful.
Roguemos a Dios, supliquemos a Dios.
We rob God of
que
that.
Podamos sentir la llenura del Espíritu de Dios en tu vida y en tu iglesia.
We need to be careful that we rob God of his glory and the power in your life.
En mi vida pasada hacía lo que quería.
In my past life, I did whatever I wanted to do.
Andaba donde quería.
I went wherever I wanted to go.
Cosas malas de mi boca.
I said things I shouldn't have said.
Cosas erróneas, cosas inmorales de mi boca.
I said I did evil things. I did whatever it is I wanted to do.
Todos venimos de esa vida pasada, de esa vida oscura, tenebrosa, espantosa.
That life is a dark life. That life is a past life. That life is a no good life.
Pero la sangre de Cristo a todos ustedes nos perdonó, nos salvó, nos limpió con su sangre.
But remember, church, God's blood touched you, and now you are different. You live a different life.
Y es por eso que necesitamos la llenura del Espíritu Santo en tu vida.
And that's why we need to ask the Holy Spirit's fullness of power in our lives.
Estaba hablando de este del control del Espíritu Santo. Me recuerdo una historia en el seminario.
I remember a story about this Holy Spirit fullness that we're talking about in seminary when I was in Bible college.
Recuerdo que en el seminario daban comida, pero daban muy poquita comida.
I remember that they fed us in seminary very, very little food.
Y yo quedaba largo.
And I was a big man. I wanted to be a big man.
Bueno, yo me senté.
And I started to sit.
Y estaba maquinando.
And I was just sitting there waiting.
Tengo hambre.
I was thinking, I'm hungry.
Y vos tenés hambre.
And I said, you're hungry.
Y vos?
And you
¿Y
are.
Tú?
And you are.
Tenemos hambre. Tengo una idea.
And we're hungry. We're all hungry here.
Tengo una idea.
And I have, but I have an idea.
Abramos el sin.
I prayed.
Y metámonos a comer.
And somebody, they fed me because I prayed.
¿Qué control del Espíritu Santo?
I said, wow. I was like, I just prayed that little prayer and God answered it.
A veces hacemos cosas que realmente no son correctas.
A lot of times we do things that in our minds they're not correct, they're not right.
A veces tu mismo espíritu te dice que lo que tú haces no es correcto.
And the Holy Spirit will tell you what you're doing is not right.
Por tal razón necesitamos todo aquí esta mañana pedirle a Dios con el alma y con el corazón que nos llene de su Espíritu Santo.
And that's the reason why we need to ask God to fill us daily for his fullness of power.
La Biblia dice la llenura del Espíritu Santo produce despertar.
God tells us that the fullness spirit produces a wake-up call.
Produce ánimo.
We need a wake-up call.
Produce motivación.
It produces a lot of things.
Hemos dejado de leer la Biblia.
It produces for us
Hemos
to read the word of God.
Hemos dejado de clamar.
And we need to proclaim
Hemos
his name.
Hemos dejado de estar una comunión personal con Dios.
The fullness of God helps us to get
Nos
closer
hemos
to God.
En otras cosas.
And other things.
Pero no en Dios.
There's a lot of things we don't do in God's name.
Necesitamos enfocarnos.
We need to focus.
En el sentido de la palabra cristianismo.
Of the word of God in our life, we need to focus on that.
Cristianismo Amen. Es simplemente una relación con Dios.
Because we just need to simply have a relationship with God.
En la que tratamos ser mejores para Dios.
And this is for the glory of God.
En el que tratamos ser mejores personas, cristianos, ciudadanos, así como también ser llenos del Espíritu Santo de Dios.
We need to be Christians that are asking God daily about the fullness of power in our life.
Produce despertar.
It helps us to wake up.
Ya no eres como antes.
We're not like we used to be.
¿Has bajado la guardia? ¿Estás desanimado? ¿Desalentado?
Where are you at this morning, church?
Solamente usted y Dios sabe cómo está su vida.
Only God knows where your life is at this morning.
¿Has dejado que su espíritu se entristezca?
He says, maybe it is that the Holy Spirit is testing you.
Hoy puedes revivirlo.
But he can make sure that
y pedirle a Dios con el alma que te dé una llenura del Espíritu Santo de Dios para toda su iglesia y cada uno de ustedes.
He can fill you this morning if you ask him to. If you show some things in your life that you need for him to show you.
Tres.
Number three.
Una iglesia de poder espiritual. Vamos por favor al texto bíblico clave del 31. Hechos 4:31.
Look back in the book of Acts in chapter 4:31.
Escuche bien esto.
Listen to me.
Cuando hubieron orado, dice,
and when they had prayed,
era una iglesia consagrada.
It was a church that was full of grace.
Separada del pecado.
But it separated itself from sin.
Una iglesia que amaba a Dios.
It was a church that loved Jesus.
Con el juego, la unción y el poder de Dios.
With everything that they had, they loved the Lord.
Cuando hubieron orado, el lugar en que estaban congregados, o sea, la casa, el templo, la sinagoga, no importa donde sea, dice el lugar donde estaban congregados. ¿Quién? La iglesia.
When the Bible says right here, when that place where they were all located was shaken, where they were assembled together, they were all there. Everything was shaken.
Dice, y todo, dice.
And they said everything.
Fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo.
And everyone was filled with the Holy Ghost.
¿Qué les pareciera que hoy, esta noche, esta mañana, Dios con su poder nos llene a todos de su Espíritu Santo?
What would it be like to you today if God came down and he shook us?
Cuando una iglesia anda en el Espíritu y tiene el Espíritu y es llena del Espíritu, Dios hace cosas extraordinarias.
When God's church is full of the Holy Spirit, God will do extraordinary things for
him. Esta iglesia ha sido bendecida grandemente.
This church is blessed, very blessed.
Pero todavía la gloria de Dios está muy largo todavía. Dios quiere manifestar más cosas sorprendentes en esta iglesia.
This church has been blessed of God, but God wants to show this church extraordinary things to come.
Es cuando Dios manifiesta su gloria y sus milagros en nosotros. Dios nos dio la vida eterna y su perdón, aunque no lo merecíamos.
God, remember, be reminded this morning that God pardoned you one day. He pardoned you, remember, church.
¿Quién era usted? ¿Quién era yo? Un vil pecador.
Who were we? Remember where we were. We were sinners.
Pero la gracia, el amor inmenso de Dios, me vio con ojos de amor y me predicó de Cristo, me predicó el Evangelio, y él me salvó y me dio vida eterna, porque Dios eterno.
But the grace of God showed itself to us, and he pardoned us. He pardoned you. This morning,
la vida eterna nadie se lo ha ganado, ni por ser bueno, ni por ser buena obra. Nadie, la vida eterna no está en la tienda, no está en el mercado. La vida eterna está en Cristo, el Dios todopoderoso, el Dios y dueño de esta iglesia.
There's nothing that you did, absolutely nothing, to deserve the grace of God. That was all Jesus who did that for us.
Alabado sea Dios, porque un día cuando usted muera o yo muera, iremos a un lugar eterno que se llama el cielo, en donde Dios, allá pasaremos todo el día alabando el nombre de Dios.
One day, whenever you and I die, we're going to see him just like he is, and we're going to be with him. Think about that, church.
La vida eterna es infinita porque Dios es infinito.
We live a finished life in Christ because God has finished on the cross what he started.
Lo que Dios da siempre será eterno. Lo que Dios da de regalo jamás lo puede quitar.
God can do this for you. If you're here today, he can do that for you.
Dios nos ha salvado del infierno, nos ha rescatado de ese fuego horrible, espantoso.
And he didn't save you just from hell, just for whatever.
Para que hoy usted y yo podamos llevar su gloria a las otras naciones, a los otros vecinos, a las otras ciudades cercanas acá de la iglesia.
He saved you so that we could take the Great Commission to others who need Jesus.
Nos dio salvación que jamás podemos pagar.
There was a price that he paid that we could not pay.
Nada de lo que haga usted y yo aquí en la tierra podemos pagar las maravillas de Dios. El perdón de pecado, la vida eterna, su salvación, nuestros nombres están allá inscritos con su mano de poder allá en la gloria.
There's nothing that you and I could do to pay for the price that he paid on Calvary. Nothing in your life that you can do now that could pay the price of Calvary.
Regalos no merecidos, regalos que usted y yo no merecemos, pero la gracia de Dios y su amor lo tenemos, y iremos y estaremos con él allá en eternidad.
We know that it is the gift of God, the gift of God that came to you and to me. We need to be thankful about that.
Dios es dueño de todo.
God is within you.
Usted puede ser dueño de muchas cosas.
You can be someone in Jesus Christ.
Pero en conclusión, usted no es dueño de nada.
But I want to tell you that Jesus has done it.
Porque todo lo que tenemos y tiene usted es por la gracia divina del poder de Dios.
Everything that you and I have today is because of the glory of God.
Una iglesia con poder espiritual es cuando Dios manifiesta su gloria y sus milagros en nosotros.
A God that has this power, this fullness of power of the Holy Spirit, has miracles for us.
Usted es un milagro de Dios.
You're his workmanship.
Hable de ese milagro.
You're his discipleship. Talk about
it. Con su testimonio.
You have testimonies. Talk about it.
Como cristiano, como cristiana, hable de Dios. Hable de Dios con denuedo. Explique la palabra de Dios a otras personas.
Talk to God. Talk to people about Jesus. Talk to them about him.
¿Qué diferencia entre Pedro y yo o ustedes?
What is the difference between you and I?
El apóstol Pedro en la primera predicación ganó 3,000 almas.
What's the difference between you, me, and Peter when he spoke in the book of Acts, speaking to 3,000 people?
Un hombre de carne y hueso.
He was a man that was flesh and blood.
Con problemas de pasiones también.
He had problems just like you and I.
Con problemas X.
He had all kinds of issues in his life.
En la segunda predicación ganó 5,000 personas.
And in his second sermon in the book of Acts, he preached to 3,000 souls.
¿Qué diferencia hay entre usted, él y yo?
Tell me, what's the difference between Peter and us?
Que él era un hombre que estaba lleno del Espíritu Santo de Dios.
The difference was is that he was a man that was filled with the Holy Spirit's power. That's good.
Que tan solamente hubiera una o dos o tres personas que dijeran, Pastor Omar, yo quiero orar esta mañana para que Dios envíe de su Espíritu y me llene.
Are you a person today that's asking, Pastor Omar, pray for me that God will fill me with the fullness of the Holy Spirit?
Si todos somos llenos del Espíritu Santo de Dios, aquí no cabaríamos.
If you and I say that we are full of the Holy Spirit, we will not fall short.
Dios ama a la gente. Dios ama al pecador. Pero no ama lo que hace él en su pecado.
We say that we love people. We say that we love God. But sometimes we love our sin more than that.
Cuatro lugar y finalizamos con un minuto.
Fourth thing and then I'm done in just a few moments.
Una iglesia con poder espiritual es cuando impactamos a otras iglesias.
When we're full of the Holy Spirit,
cuando oyen de nuestras buenas obras, de nuestras buenas acciones, del trabajo que hace la iglesia.
When the Holy Spirit fills us and we are full of the Holy Spirit, we impact other churches because they hear about the
good
deeds.
La iglesia de Jerusalén impactó ciudades, iglesias y cristianos.
The church at Jerusalem impacted cities, churches, and Christians all around them.
La iglesia de Antioquía creció en número y en calidad y en multitudes.
The church of Antioch grew in number and in multitude in the book of Acts.
¿Qué diferencia hay entre Jerusalén, Antioquía y el Calvario?
What is the difference between the Jerusalem church and Antioch and Calvary church?
No hay ninguna diferencia.
There's
simplemente
no difference.
Es nuestra convivencia personal con Dios y nuestra llenura con Dios.
There was the only difference that there is that are we full of the Holy Spirit's power?
Cada creyente debe ser una antorcha.
We need to be a torch.
Una antorcha encendida.
We need to be a torch.
Que la gente te vea en ti cambio, transformación,
so that people will
poder,
see
llenura,
that you are different.
Unción, fortaleza, ánimo.
We need to be a torch, a light that people will see that we are different.
Que la gente de afuera vea que esta iglesia está trabajando, está en el poder de Dios, está ungida y está haciendo cosas grandes y poderosas para extender la palabra de Dios para la honra y gloria de su nombre.
People outside of these churches need to see that Calvary are hard workers, they're generous, they're soul winners. That way God can be glorified in his name.
La iglesia del Calvario es misionera. Es trabajadora, es generosa, ganadora de almas, discipuladora, ejemplar para muchas iglesias de hoy en día aquí en este norte de Carolina.
I can see that Calvary is a church that is mission-minded, hard-working, they're generous, they're soul winners, they're exemplary for many churches around this area.
La receta de todo crecimiento en número y en multitud está allá, en ese rótulo.
And here's what I'm telling you, church. There are a multitude of people that need to see that Calvary is full of the Holy Spirit.
El pastor David ha sido un pastor incansable.
Pastor David has been a pastor tirelessly.
Trabajador, buen pastor, con grandes proyectos, visión y pasión por las misiones.
Pastor David has been a very hard worker, a good pastor with big projects, big visions, but a passion for missions.
Esta iglesia debe darle la honra y gloria a Dios porque por muchos años han tenido a un excelente pastor que ha amado y ama su obra de una forma increíble.
Church,
que solamente el Espíritu Santo lo puede hacer en la vida de las personas.
Church, you need to understand that we're a blessed church today because you have a pastor that has had a passion for missions. But today we need to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives for us to go further.
Quiero en breve segundo relatarle algo sencillo.
I want to tell you something sincerely.
Como la gracia de Dios y su amor y su misericordia siempre se manifiesta.
Where's the fullness of the Holy Spirit in your life, church?
No importa los años que pasen.
The past doesn't matter anymore.
Dios nunca se olvidará quién es usted, quién sos vos, quién soy yo.
God wants to know right now, what are you going to do? What am I going to do?
Cuando yo entré al seminario,
when I entered into Bible college,
mi familia entera estuvo en contra mía.
My family was against me about that.
Por tres años no vi mi familia.
For 3 years, I didn't see my family.
Los tres años más terribles del seminario.
And there were some terrible times
sin
for
ropa,
my life, in my
sin
life.
Ropa, sin zapato, sin dinero, sin familia.
There were times that I didn't have shoes, I didn't have clothes, I didn't have money those 3 years.
Solo con la Biblia.
All I had was the Bible.
Estudiando por tres años.
Studying for 3 years.
Pero Dios es grande.
But God is great.
Dios mandó al pastor en el 2002. En el 2000 o 2002.
He remembers God sending Pastor David.
El pastor David ha sido la puerta de muchas bendiciones.
Pastor David has seen many doors open because of the prayers.
Ha sido la puerta de muchas bendiciones de las cuales hoy yo me gozo después de unos tantos años.
All those years of prayer, of opening doors,
tenemos,
that door was open to him.
Tenemos una estrecha amistad de 22 años.
And now we have a relationship over 20 years.
Su amor, su entrega en este ministerio para mí es un gran ejemplo para seguir y seguir adelante en el Señor.
It is a great example of the love of God that has been shown through Calvary in my life.
Amen su pastor.
Love your pastor.
Trabajen con su pastor.
Work with your pastor.
Sigan adelante.
Go with him.
Y que esta mañana usted pueda decidir.
And this day that you can really say
que el Calvario sea llena del Espíritu Santo. Vamos a orar.
This day that you can say Calvary is full of the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray. Can you please close your eyes?
Padre, en el nombre de Cristo, Señor, te damos gracias.
Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre todopoderoso, Señor.
In the
de Jesucristo.
In the name of the power of Jesus Christ that is within us.
Te damos la honra y la gloria.
We give you the praise and the glory.
Porque esta iglesia del Calvario.
Because of Calvary Church.
Ha sido una bendición.
Has been a blessing.
Para mí, mi familia y para muchas personas e iglesias, misiones que han hecho durante muchos años.
For family, for my family, and for people all over, for missions.
Y yo, en esta hermosa mañana, hago esta invitación sencilla a la iglesia.
And Lord, I just want to ask God that you would help this invitation, that it be sincere this morning.
¿Hay algún hermano, hermana que está acá presente que quiera decir, Pastor Omar, yo quiero que usted ore porque yo quiero ser lleno del Espíritu de Dios?
Is there a man or a woman that says, Pastor Omar, I want you to pray that I would be full of the Holy Spirit's power.
Si Dios ha hablado tu vida, yo quiero orar por usted. Yo quiero que usted me dé una señal. Levante su mano donde está. Quiero orar por usted.
If God has spoken to your heart by this message, would you please raise your hand and say, Pastor Omar, please pray for me. Please pray for me. Would you please raise your hand?
Si Dios te habló, gracias.
If God spoke to you.
Si Dios te habló, ven adelante al altar y ruéguele a Dios. Dile a Dios, Señor, lléname de tu Espíritu Santo. Quiero impactar mi vida como cristiano a otra gente. Dios mío, ayúdame, Señor.
If that is your heart, if that is your sincere prayer, come to the front and ask God. God, fill me with your fullness of spirit. If that is your heart, please come and pray.
Levanta mi vida espiritual. He dejado de leer, he dejado de orar, he dejado de invocar tu nombre, he dejado de ser fiel, me he sentido desanimado. Dios, ayúdame, lléname de tu Espíritu Santo. Yo quiero decir a usted, si Dios te habló,
come to the altar and say, God, help me with your Holy Spirit's power. Fill me with your Holy Spirit's power. Help me to walk in you.
Usted puede acá al altar pasar si usted desea, venga.
If that is you this morning, would you please come and meet me at this altar? Would you
venga
please come? Come to this altar.
Dios te bendiga, hermano. ¿Alguien más?
God bless you. Is there anybody else? If God is dealing with you, please come.
Venga al altar. Si Dios te habló, si Dios te está hablando, si Dios movió tu alma y tu corazón, pues venga. Seamos todos llenos del Espíritu de Dios.
If God is speaking to your heart, if he has tugged at your heart, if he has touched your heart, come to the altar. Don't wait. Come to the altar and ask him.
¿Qué tanta necesidad tengo? Tenemos que todos seamos llenos del Espíritu de Dios.
We all need to be filled with the Holy Spirit's power this morning.
Usted va a ver cosas grandes y maravillosas.
God wants to show you big things in your life, extraordinary things.
Así que al Pastor David.
Pastor David.